Job, chapter 4. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, and said, If one assay to commune with you, will you be grieved? But who can withhold himself from speaking? Look, you have instructed many. And you have strengthened the weak hands. Your words have upheld him who was falling. And you have made firm the feeble knees. But now it has come to you, and you faint. It touches you, and you are troubled. Isn't your fear of God your confidence? And the integrity of your ways your hope? Remember, I pray you, whoever perished, being innocent? Or where were the upright cut off? According to as I have seen, those who plow iniquity, and sow trouble, reap the same. By the breath of God they perish. And by the blast of his anger are they consumed. The roaring of the lion, and the voice of the fierce lion, and the teeth of the young lions, are broken. The old lion perishes for lack of prey. And the whelps of the lioness are scattered abroad. Now a thing was secretly brought to me. And my ear received a whisper of it. In thoughts from the visions of the night. When deep sleep falls on men. Fear came upon me, and trembling. Which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, Will common man be more just than God? Will noble man be more pure than his maker? Look, he puts no trust in his slaves. And his angels he charges with folly. How much more those who stay in houses of clay? Whose foundation is in the dust? Who are crushed before the moth? Between morning and evening they are destroyed. They perish forever without any regarding it. Is not their tent cord plucked up inside them? They die, and that without wisdom.